Care's bulletin calls for National Cabinet to increase COVID beds at Australian hospitals. Flash flooding kills New York City residents in their basement homes. And in sport, Western Bulldogs' Marcus Bontempelli awarded Most Valuable Player by the AFL Players Association. This is SBS News. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. Playgrounds in Victoria have reopened overnight as part of a small suite of COVID-19 restrictions to change in the state. Just one parent or carer will be able to accompany children to playgrounds, and they'll be required to check in using the QR code system. Meanwhile, the size of Victoria's border bubble with New South Wales will be reduced from 6 o'clock this evening. The specified worker list will also be reduced, and there'll be additional testing requirements for those who are entering using the permit system. The Australian Medical Association has warned state and territory health systems will not cope with rising coronavirus cases when the nation reopens later this year. Prime Minister Scott Morrison, premiers and chief ministers will receive an update on how hospitals are placed at today's National Cabinet meeting. President Omar Khashid called on National Cabinet to assess the capacity of the country's hospital system.
To make sure that once we open up, that we don't see a disastrous reduction in the care available to Australians who are sick, simply as a result of increasing the risk of COVID in the community. The reality in public hospitals in Australia right now is that they are full, but we are worried about Australians who get heart attacks, who need surgery, who have a sore hip, who are going to miss out on care if we don't get the planning right.
Two deaths have been linked to the AstraZeneca vaccine. The Therapeutic Goods Administration says the 59-year-old woman in Queensland and a 54-year-old New South Wales man had both received one dose and were assessed as likely having an incredibly rare blood clotting disorder. The TGA says 19 million vaccine doses have been given in Australia and that the benefits of vaccination far outweigh any potential risks. Evacuations through Afghanistan's Kabul airport could resume soon, according to Britain's Foreign Secretary. Britain's military airlifted thousands of British citizens and Afghans out of the airport last month after the Taliban seized control of the capital. Speaking after talks with leaders in Qatar, Britain's Dominic Raab said getting stranded people out via Kabul airport might be possible.
I had good conversations with the Emir and the Foreign Minister of Qatar about the workability of that. I don't think we're yet able to say anything formal, but that's looking like it may happen at some point in the near future.
At least 22 people are dead after the remnants of Hurricane Ida flooded parts of the United States' East Coast. Eight people were killed in New York City in flooded basement apartments. As the cleanup continues on the Gulf Coast, President Joe Biden has pledged government assistance to recover from what he's described as the fifth largest storm in the country's history.
My message to the people of the Gulf Coast, who I'm going to visit tomorrow, we are here for you, and we're making sure the response and recovery is equitable so that those hit hardest get the resources they need and are not left behind.
Greek composer Mikis Thothorakis, who created the score for the film Zorba the Greek, has died. As news of the 96-year-old's passing swept through Greece, Parliament held a moment of silence. In sport, Western Bulldogs star Marcus Bontempelli has been awarded Most Valuable Player by the AFL Players Association. The 25-year-old's also been crowned the league's best captain for 2021. He becomes just the third player to win both awards in the same season. And now today's weather. Perth, cloudy 16, Adelaide rain 16, Melbourne wind easing, rain developing 23, Hobart rain 17, Canberra cloudy 22, Wollongong sunny and 24, Sydney similar conditions 23, Newcastle mostly sunny 25, Brisbane partly cloudy 24, Cairns a possible shower 28, and Darwin a shower or two 34. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. This is SBS News.